A little boy went grocery shopping with his mother at one of those super centers, and they got separated for a short time. Being lost and a little bit afraid, he started walking throughout the store yelling, "Martha, Martha." A short time later, his mother rushed up and hugged him. Then she said, "You always call me Mom or Mommy. Why were you yelling out Martha, my name?" Little boy said, "There are a lot of mothers in this store. Better chance that you're the only Martha." We live in a culture that increasingly, sometimes just very subtly, wants to replace the Jesus whom God the Father sent into the world, the Jesus that only does God the Father's will, with a Jesus that bends himself to our will, our idiosyncrasies, our peccadillo, sometimes especially even the perversions that can corrupt our own lives. And so it is a good thing for us to ask at this celebration just which Jesus is being revealed and which Jesus did Herod the Great want to destroy. This solemnity of the Epiphany is celebrated either on January 6th or according to the decision of the various episcopal conferences, in our case, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, can be celebrated on the Sunday between January 2nd and January 8th. The infant Messiah here is revealed as the light of the nations. Yet, as we see the antiphons for the gospel canticles of the day, especially at Second Vespers, the Magnificat reminds us that these mysteries are encompassed in this solemnity, as the antiphon prays. Three mysteries mark this holy day. Today, the star leads the Magi to the infant Christ. Today, water is changed into wine for the wedding feast. And today, Christ wills to be baptized by John in the River Jordan to bring us salvation. So these mysteries are the adoration of the Christ child by these wise men, recognizing him more than just the King of Israel, but the cosmic King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords himself. Also, his revelation at the wedding feast at Cana, the first of the signs of his messiahship in the Gospel of John that we will be journeying through in this cycle B. And finally, his baptism in the Jordan River by John the Baptist. But the antiphon for this morning's canticle reminded us that Jesus, who did not need any sins to be forgiven, for he was without sin, washed away the sins of the church, his bride, by submitting himself to John's baptism in the Jordan, so that as he is to baptize us with the Holy Spirit, that we might have salvation and new life through our baptism into his death and resurrection. It is at this feast that extra candles and/or lamps may be placed around the sanctuary, and in other parts of the church, to honor Christ revealed as the light of the Gentiles. We hear this in the ceremonial of bishops. And it is customary to add or replace the images of the Magi with the shepherds at the crib. Epiphany means manifestation, a very specific kind of revelation. What the church celebrates today is the manifestation of our Lord to the whole world. After being made known to the shepherds of Bethlehem, he is revealed to the Magi who have come from the east to adore him. They didn't quite know what they would find, but their hearts were open to receive the one that God Almighty was sending into the world for his dominion, his authority, his sovereignty. Christian tradition has ever seen in these Magi the first fruits of the Gentile nations. They lead in their wake all the peoples of the earth. And thus, Epiphany is an affirmation of universal salvation and God's will that every soul should come to salvation by receiving knowledge of the one true God and his anointed one, and to accept his blood sacrifice on our behalf. The Epiphany is indeed one of the greatest feasts, and the joy caused us by the birth of our Jesus must be renewed on it, for it is as though it were a second Christmas day. It shows us our incarnate God in a new light. More than just one who fulfills sectarian concerns, but one who brings the author of salvation to every soul, regardless of the ways that we might categorize or marginalize people. God the Father is offering him to all children. It leaves us all the sweetness of the dear baby of Bethlehem, who has appeared to us already in love, but to this it adds to its own grand manifestation the divinity of this Christ child. At Christmas, it was a few shepherds that were invited by the angels to go and recognize the Word made flesh. But now at this Epiphany, the voice of God himself calls the whole world to adore this Jesus and to hear him. He draws us to assistance in the work of evangelization. As Pope Francis reminds us, the strong missionary character of the Epiphany has been well understood by popular piety and many initiatives in support of the missions that flourish as a tradition on January 6, especially the missionary work of the Holy Child, promoted by the Apostolic See. Also, as we will find as you exit our worship space today, because of the blessing of homes on whose lentils are inscribed the cross of salvation, together with the indication of the year and the initials of the three wise men, C plus M plus B, which can also be interpreted to mean Christus Mansionem benedictat. May Christ bless this house. Written in blessed chalk. This custom, often accompanied by processions of children accompanied by their parents, expresses the blessing of Christ through the intercession of the three wise men, but is for us always an occasion for gathering offerings for charitable and missionary purposes. You will find blessed chalk with the instructions in our gathering space.